Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna. This week's channeled message is from Lord Melchizedek, and it's entitled Re-establishing Your Soul-Mind Connection. On the 7th of June 2019. Like a cosmic flower, I open the petals of my soul to you, allowing the vivid, sacred, and intensely loving light of the core of my being to pour into your reality, aura, body, and soul. We exist within an extraordinary and vast universe. It is akin to the garden that has been created and tended to by the Creator. I am the flower head that you can rest upon, protected by my strong, powerful petals, which encapsulate you in the purest vibration of light. I am the vast, pale, golden sun shining upon your face, heart, and soul. Accept my warmth and cosmic love as it beams down onto you. I am the air that flows naturally into your body, encircling your being, constantly brushing against your skin. I am the carer, the nurturer, and the affectionate devotee to the Creator's garden. I am the Creator's universe. I am a unified aspect of the Creator. I oversee every aspect of the universe, small or large. My energy exists within all because I am an expression of the Creator's love and consciousness, an overseer and guiding light for all on the earth. Please understand that I am here to support you, helping you to overcome the challenges of the earth and comprehend the truth of the Creator. I am your mother, father, brother, sister. I am the soil that you stand upon, the sky above you. I am your soul. You are my soul. We are the Creator in manifestation on the earth and the inner planes. I am Lord Melchizedek, universal Logos and loving heart of the Creator. I am a cosmic galactic master and Christ, holding the universal Christ consciousness within my being. I embody the many levels of the Creator's universe and understand how to progress through the dimensions of learning and integration to gain greater unity. I oversee the earth from the universal level. I protect, nurture, and guide souls existing on the earth. At a planetary level, solar level, galactic level, and universal level. I integrate all the rays of light and enlightenment from each vast and expansive level into my energy and the universal level. I accept the high vibrational energies of the cosmic and multi-universal levels of the Creator's universe, channeling them into every level and soul at the most appropriate energy vibration for acceptance. I realize the will, profound ideas, and energy of the Creator as they are passed down to me through evolved masters and beacons of light. It is my purpose to unravel the will of the Creator, to anchor and distribute it through the universal level and into the minds of the galactic, solar, and planetary logi. You may describe me as the universal anchor for the Creator's energy and Christ consciousness, a source through which the light of the Creator shines and is distributed. I hold the many skills, abilities, wisdom, and vibrations of the Creator. I am united with the heart, mind, and soul of the Creator, and assist all in gaining an aspect of unity that is most appropriate for their own spiritual growth process. To connect with me personally, you simply need to repeat my name as a mantra, Lord Melchizedek, or call me to your side in your own way. Repeating my name will assist in the anchoring of my vibration, light, love, and consciousness into your being. The relationship of your soul and your mind. Your soul is pure. It is a high vibrational energy of love and wisdom. It is an extremely positive influence in your life, and yet it can become isolated, depleting in vibration due to physical influences and the illusions of the ego. While every aspect of your being is a manifestation of the Creator and is in truth pure and sacred, the ego at a physical earth level has a tendency to take control in a negative way. And this is simply because the mind and the soul are disconnected to some extent and are not working as one. The mind draws on past experiences, even past lifetime experiences, to get through each experience in your life. The mind wants you to feel safe and secure. This can manifest as a need to feel in control, especially if the soul is not being engaged. The mind can become enrolled in being the main source of wisdom and overpower your soul and divine intuition that naturally flows through your being. Your mind is so powerful, it supports you in projecting and manifesting the reality you experience before you. Your mind sifts through past memories constantly, as if searching for something. Maybe it is guidance or enlightenment. Its main aim is to recreate your connection with the Creator on the earth, such as feelings of joy, peace, unity, and oneness. However, it tries to achieve this through material knowledge and experiences. Your soul is ever present within your being, constantly sharing wisdom, love, and divine support to serve you. It is the mind, through habits and conditioning, that can cause you to not even be aware or conscious of the presence of your soul and its constant emanation through you. This can cause the illusion that your soul is blocked from integrating into your being, or that you're unable to connect with or communicate with your soul. The soul holds on to many lessons and experiences from other lifetimes, as well as experiences that will manifest greater learning and expansion. It can appear as if the soul requires cleansing. However, your soul is inviting full body and being realization of your soul through gifting certain experiences to your life on the earth. When the soul is ignored and the mind takes control and an engagement with illusion can manifest. In this case, there is simply a need to bring greater unity to your being, connecting your mind with your soul, thus empowering and relaxing your mind with the energy of your soul. This creates beautiful experiences of trust, harmony, serenity, and of being loved within the mind, which influences your entire being and reality. The mind is able to let go of fear, judgment, suffering, and pain, to be divinely inspired by the truth of the Creator. This creates such a beautiful feeling of being fully supported, loved, safe, and healed. Embracing the mind with your soul. Focusing on the love of your soul pulsating throughout your being is a powerful pacifier of a chattering and unfocused mind. Embracing the mind with love can assist in deepening meditation as the mind adopts a greater stillness, which allows a new connection with your soul. When others speak of the soul's development, ascension, enlightenment, and integration, they are speaking of the unity between the soul and the mind. It is a great achievement that is obtained and can lead to greater mastery and awakening. Allow yourself to sit peacefully. Relax and try to focus on the word stillness within your mind. You can imagine the word or repeat it. Focus on this word and allow yourself to be aware of how long it takes for your mind to distract you with an additional thought. Once you realize you have been distracted, then bring your focus back to the word stillness. Do not judge yourself. Instead, every time you experience a distraction, detach from the distraction and bring yourself back into the moment. This will help you to understand how influential and distracting your mind can be in your everyday life. Complete the practice by inviting your soul to embrace your mind in the purest, powerful love energy and vibration. Feel, sense, or acknowledge your soul's love anchoring into every aspect of your mind, as if it is a soothing balm. Then state, I now invoke the beloved and sacred energy of my soul to expand and swell, melting into my body, aura, and surroundings. I ask my soul to create a deeper bond and connection with my mind. Help me to exist as a beacon of my soul light, expressing the light and love of the Creator from every pore of my being. I ask Lord Melchizedek to oversee this process of integration. Thank you. Imagine how the light will manifest within your mind. It may create a beam of light through the center of your mind that emanates into every aspect of your mind. You may imagine the light flowing over your head like a cap or hat and melting into your mind. Or a golden heart may manifest within your mind, pulsating love and positive consciousness into your thoughts. Allow yourself and soul to be creative, generating a symbol you can meditate on and experience the connection between your soul and mind. Allow your mind to be flooded with the light of your soul, knowing that the light holds the divine will of the Creator, a high vibrational consciousness of enlightenment, the wishes of your soul, and precious thoughts of love. Imagine your soul extending to fill your entire being. It melts through your skin and enters into your aura, dissolving all negative energy and anchoring love into your entire being. Sit and experience your divine energy. If your mind tries to take control, embrace it in profound love and forgiveness. This is your special time of connection and integration between your soul and mind, which in itself can be life-changing. The more you engage in this practice, the more you will find that your mind will open to realize and recognize the sacred presence of your soul, allowing you to feel soul-filled and soul-realized. My soul connects deeply with my mind. I experience focus, clarity, and the expression of love through my thoughts. I am consciously in the presence of my soul. This is a powerful affirmation that can be used as a mantra to centralize your thoughts and invoke assistance to help you gain a deeper connection between your soul and mind. With loving, supportive, pure integration, Lord Melchizedek.